Greetings, everyone. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer from New York, upstate New York, western New York. It's a whole other country out here than New York City. Yet we live under the thumb and under the boot and under the gun of 12 million lunatics in New York City who are controlling the entire state. So just to be clear on this, this is Eric from western New York. I'd like to talk about DEET, D-E-E-T. That's D as in David, E as in Edward. He isn't Edward again. T isn't Thomas. DEET. D-E-E-T. Why is this important? Several reasons. First, I'm going to get into why I'm bringing this up and a problem with what's going on in the media with reporters not reporting, but simply regurgitating. They're not reporters. They're repeaters. And it causes great problems because once a lie gets spoken once, and then repeated hundreds and hundreds of times over and over again, that lie becomes truth in the minds of many people. I believe it was Hitler's top propaganda henchman, Joseph Goebbels, who said, if you tell a lie, I'm paraphrasing, I don't have his exact quote in front of me, but he basically said, if you're going to tell a lie big. Tell it if it's big enough, and you repeat it enough times, and it's really big, and you keep driving it home, and you have all these media prostitutes with their makeup and their miniskirts looking like they're going to go out being a hooker on the street corner. You get them to repeat your lie enough times, and all of a sudden it becomes the truth in the minds of many American sheeple. So, listening to one of our local radio stations, which I do like very much, they're good people, they're basically decent people, and they have some good, they do some good work. But unfortunately, they're repeaters, not reporters. And when they have their top of the news hour reporting, you know, it's 11 o'clock, time for the news. Okay. So the news I got from this local radio station was, it's tick season, flea and tick season. And, you know, a lot of people have pets or livestock. That's a concern for many people. Okay. Scare everybody with the latest virus. Lyme disease is next. Okay, and so, quick side note, be on the lookout for a whole number of health-related fear-mongering to come out of the political prostitutes, the self-appointed experts in the medical corporations, which have transformed and transferred into our government. And so, keep the lie big enough. Repeat it enough times. Have your media prostitutes push it with a lot of glitz and glamour, and it will become truth in the minds of many sheeple. So, as I'm listening to this radio station and they're reporting on the flea and tick season, here comes the more fear mongering with the Lyme disease. Okay. By the way, last week and a half ago, they had something called Kiki or something like that. A new virus is coming out of Africa. And of course, we have the reiteration of the lie of the coronavirus being a dangerous pandemic, which it's not. It may be a real virus or a germ. Don't forget, Trump said the germ is so powerful now that antibiotics no longer work on it. So I want to know, what was Trump talking about when he called the coronavirus a germ? Because they're two different things. So anyway, they're going to be scaring people with the latest virus, the virus of the day, the virus du jour. On our menu today, our special is eggs over easy and Lyme disease. Yay. Okay, so it's flea and tick season, and the health department is recommending that everybody be on alert, look out for fleas and ticks that carry Lyme disease. The potential for Lyme disease is very high, extremely high in fleas and ticks in western New York, and so everybody should be scared of the Lyme disease and the ticks that carry them. Okay, so solution. The health department is suggesting that when people buy flea and tick repellent, that it contain at least 20% DEET. More can be just found out online in our call the health department at 800-666-6666. Okay, so DEET. Okay, so now, we have a local prostitute radio station regurgitating a story they pulled out of the mainstream prostitute media and regurgitating it on the air and recommending DEET. Now, problematic that our local, small, locally owned, decent bunch of guys, local prostitute media stand. I have to say that because I'm not going to let them off the hook that easy. I love them. I've already made the disclaimer. It's a good radio station. I'm not naming it because I don't want people to rag or, you know, be pissed off at the radio station. Although, you know, there is, it is problematic. I just don't, I'm trying to be nice here, okay? All right, so I'm not going to shame them like I would the witches in the witches court and the attorneys. But problematic. They're regurgitating. They're not reporters. They're repeaters. I called the newsroom. Sweetheart of a guy, nice guy. And he was never did no harm to anybody, and he's a good dude. But I said, where did you get? And I spoke to the guy who actually did the report on the radio. He's the newsroom director. And I said, you know, can I ask where you get, was that your piece or was that, you know, was that like a Fox thing that came out of, you know, another? He said it was a piece that came out of, he gave me two choices. He said he couldn't find exactly, but he said he was either WENY or WETM. A local, kind of, you know, more a little more mainstream, a little bigger prostitute media outlet. You know, fellow prostitute media people down the road. Reported something, so the station I was listening to picked it up and just ran with it. And one of the sad things was they didn't even put it in their own words, so to speak. They kind of just read the article from the other prostitute media outlet over their radio station. So it wasn't even like they took it, studied it, used it as part of their research, you know, whatever, to dissect it, kind of restructure it, put it in your own words, so to speak. You know, I look at, I don't pull everything out of the thin air. I go online and do research, and I refer to other media outlets. I try to make note of them, and so people can go there and look themselves at what I'm talking about. Not, you know, some kind of fantasy. This is all stuff that's well researched, and I always look for four or five, you know, half a dozen different unrelated independent sources before I really, you know, before my antenna goes up and I start regurgitating what I found. But rather than simply regurgitate, I look deep. I look behind the curtain. I want to go like Toto did in The Wizard of Oz. I want to see who that little old banker behind the curtain is, you know, behind all this stuff. Just like The Wizard of Oz. And apparently, I'll do this in another blog, but apparently The Wizard of Oz, the movie about the man behind the curtain with the big head and the big screen and the big bloviating dictator that says, you will do this. And behind there's this little old jerk who runs the banking establishment and the royal families, and he's calling the shots, and he's the man behind the curtain. The people you don't see. You don't see the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, the DuPonts, the Rockefellers. You don't see these people. And there's other family names, the spinoffs of the old ancient families, the Medicis, the Habsburgs. You know, these people didn't go anywhere. That wealth didn't disappear or get gobbled up by the state or the people. They control the state and, of course, control the people, as you've seen lately with this coronavirus scam. So back to the subject of deep. And before I get into the deep part, I wanted to wrap up the part about piss poor reporting. Sorry for the to be crude, but that's just what it is. So media outlets regurgitating what they heard from another media outlet. How is that reporting? How is that open and honest? How is that fair and balanced? It's not. It's not reporting at all. So beware of what you hear. It may not even be coming out of the minds of the people who are saying it. It's coming out of their mouth, but it's simply repetitive. It's simply something that's just regurgitated, repeated, and over again. The bigger the lie, the more you repeat it, the more people will believe it. So, okay, so now what were they talking about in this regurgitation of a report that's promoting a chemical product that has to be made by somebody? I wonder if that somebody who makes that product has any influence over the media outlets that are mentioning its product name. Because usually, unless you're very powerful, very influential, you don't get your product mentioned, you know, as part of a news report that's very well structured and very well thought out by someone along the line. May not be thought out too much by the person who you just heard it from, because once again they regurgitated it. But whoever's up, go up the pyramid a little bit, And you'll find that there's somebody there who intentionally, I mean, that wasn't an accident that feet, a very powerful chemical, a very dangerous chemical, I'll get into that in a second. There's not by accident that that was mentioned. It wasn't mentioned because the government and its corporate handlers, because they care about you or care about me or care about us. It's because they want to pimp a product, they want to push a product, make money along the way, and gain further control over a population so they can achieve their ultimate goal of population reduction. So, beet. Several cases in the 1980s of people dying after drinking it. It's called beet, but its name is N-diethyl-M-toluamide. N-diethyl-M-toluamide. Developed by the United States Army in 1946. This is from now healthresearchfunding.org. Exposure to DEET can cause the death of neurons in parts of the brain which are responsible for controlling concentration, memory, learning, and muscle movement. Yummy! Would you want to spray that on your body? Once again, this is from healthresearchfunding.org. Exposure to DEET, now this is DEET is the chemical that's in this tick repellent that the radio prostitute and television prostitute media are recommending you get at least 20% concentration of. So when you buy your product off the shelf, make sure it has at least 20% DEET. Want to sell that chemical for the corporations that make it, don't you? So, N-diethyl-M-toluamide, developed by the Army in 1946, can cause the death of neurons in parts of the brain which are responsible for controlling concentration, memory, learning, and muscle movements. Wow, what better way to take down your enemy, which is the free people of America and of the world, than poisoning them through your tick repellent? Pretty simple. Notice how it causes the death of neurons responsible for controlling concentration, memory, learning. Did you get that? Boy, if you can inhibit people from learning, if you can block their concentration so they can't focus on anything, if you screw up their memory, and boy, don't tell me Alzheimer's isn't off the charts. It's that people in their 30s and 40s are getting it. Part of it's because of the aluminum. Now here it looks like part of it could be caused by the DEET. So, oh, and let's not forget this one, muscle movement. Boy, it's going to be tough to fight off your enemies, no matter who they are, if you don't have control over muscle movement, if you can't learn, if your memory is shot, and you can't concentrate on anything. Boy, sounds like a weapon to me. Rats used in the studies showed poor performance when it came to physical tasks that required coordination, strength, and muscle control. What are you going to do with your life if you don't have coordination, strength, or muscle control? If you don't have memory, concentration, or ability to learn? Sounds like a weapon to me. DEET can lead to adverse skin reactions, seizures. This is from another website, drakes.com. DEET can lead to adverse skin reactions, seizures, respiratory conditions, strength, and muscle control. Can cause adverse skin reactions, seizures, respiratory conditions. Sounds like COVID-19 to me. This is from USANAVAR.com. A pharmacologist at Duke University discovered that prolonged exposure to DEET may impair cell function in parts of your brain. This was demonstrated in the laboratory by behavioral changes and death in rats with frequent or prolonged use of DEET. D-E-E-T. Okay, now, inquiring minds want to know, who makes DEET? I wonder which corporate whore makes DEET. It's worse than I thought. I was expecting Merck, Bayer, Monsanto, the corporations that made the gas for Hitler, Bayer. the corporations that made the nerve gas, the gasoline, the explosives for Hitler, Bayer, and Monsanto, the company that makes the GMO food, and the Agent Orange, which killed millions in Southeast Asia, including many Americans who fought in the war. It's worse than that. Guess who the top manufacturers of DEET are? Shanghai Sky Blue Chemical Company, Qingdao Sali Chemical Engineering and Technology Company, and Shanghai Kima Chemical Corporation. Did you get that? The top three makers of DEET, the poison that causes death of neurons responsible for controlling concentration, memory, learning, muscle movement, inhibits the ability to do anything. If your memory is gone, if your concentration's gone, if your ability to learn is gone, and your muscle movements are out of control and functioning kind of randomly on their own without any control from your brain, you're gone. You're dead. You might as well be. Probably worse. This is probably worse because it's a slow death. It's a poisoning. So, don't you love it? The top companies that make DEET, the corporation that kills your muscle movement, your brain, your concentration, your learning, and causes respiratory conditions, are all Chinese. Doesn't that paint the full picture for you? So, where do we go from here? Make sure you never get anywhere near DEET. Make sure you buy nothing that comes from China. Boycott any corporation that's forcing you to suffocate yourself slowly with a mask. And buy local, fix local. And we'll be having solutions on how to fix local, beginning with asserting yourself as an American national, not a citizen. You're not under any contract with any government agency or entity. And we'll talk to you on the rebound. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer, over and out.